Welcome to morning prayer on Saturday the 2nd of January. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. You laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, Creator of heaven and earth. To you be praise and glory for ever. As your living word, eternal in heaven, assumed the frailty of our mortal flesh. May the light of your love be born in us, to fill our hearts with joy as we sing, Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 30, for which the refrain is, The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my crag, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield, the horn of my salvation, and my stronghold. I cried to the Lord in my anguish, and I was saved from my enemies. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. The cords of death entwined me, and the torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the pit fastened about me, and the snares of death entangled me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried out to my God for help. He heard my voice in his temple, and my cry came to his ears. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. The earth trembled and quaked. The foundations of the mountains shook. They reeled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils, and a consuming fire went out of his mouth. Burning coals blazed forth from him. He parted the heavens and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. He rode upon the cherubim and flew. He came flying on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering round about him, dark waters and thick clouds his pavilion. The Lord, my God, shall make my darkness to be bright. From the brightness of his presence, through the clouds burst hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered out of heaven. The Most High uttered his voice with hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered them. He hurled down lightnings and put them to flight. The springs of the ocean were seen, and the foundations of the world uncovered, at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your displeasure. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. He reached down from on high and took me. He drew me out of the mighty waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from foes that were too mighty for me. They came upon me in the day of my trouble, but the Lord was my upholder. He brought me out into a place of liberty. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. The Lord rewarded me after my righteous dealing. According to the cleanness of my hands, he recompensed me. Because I had kept the ways of the Lord and had not gone wickedly away from God. For I had an eye to all his laws and did not cast out his commandments from me. I was also wholehearted before him and kept myself from iniquity. Therefore the Lord rewarded me after my righteous dealing. And according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. the Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. With the faithful you show yourself faithful, with the true you show yourself true, with the pure you show yourself pure, but with the crooked you show yourself perverse. For you will save a lowly people and bring down the high looks of the proud. You also shall light my candle. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. By your help I shall run at an enemy host. With the help of my God, I can leap over a wall. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. From your royal throne, O God, you sent your living word to pierce the gloom of oppression. So, in our soul's night, come with your saving help and penetrate our darkness with the rays of your glory, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The word of life, which was from the beginning, we proclaim to you. The darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. The word of life, which was from the beginning, that which we heard, which we saw with our eyes and touched with our hands, we proclaim to you. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of life, which was from the beginning, we proclaim to you. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you most humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And give us, we pray, such a sense of all your mercies that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we show forth your praise not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be all honour and glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. May God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light, bless us and fill us with peace. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.